Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blessings by Grace Radio. Welcome, 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 welcome you tonight. We do welcome you into Prayers People Lounge Wednesday. Welcome to the throne room prayer sessions. Thank you. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in tonight. Tonight is Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. Yes, we are officially halfway through the year of 2021. Oh, just, we are grateful for you to be here tonight, to be on the air with us as we take all of your prayers, your petitions to the throne room tonight, to the throne of grace. First, we give honor to God, who is our everything. He is our Lord, Savior. He's our everything. So we give him the utmost respect, first and foremost. Next, we thank him for the radio show. We thank him for giving all the sponsors that we have now. We have more than 60-something sponsors now. We thank the Lord for him allowing more than 60-something sponsors to share our show, to let people know about our show, to make it available for people to download and share all over the world. We are in over 58 countries worldwide. So for that, everybody in Radio Land, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, for all of your multitudes of blessings beyond blessings. We are so elated tonight to have you as one of our prayer partners on the air. So if you are a believer in Jesus and you believe in the power of the prayer, please every Wednesday night pray with us. When we are on this air, do pray for us and with us, and we're going to pray with you and for you too. because we believe in the power of prayer. We know what God can do. He already do it before we ask a question to him. He already did it. All you need to do is believe. You say, how do I believe? You need faith, the grain of a mustard seed. Do you know how small a mustard seed is, people? Did you really know how small it was? Very, very tiny, so minute. And that's what you need. And that is an enormous amount of faith, compassion, and understanding. Yes, it is. It really, really is. So we're elated tonight again to have you back on Radio 9 with us in the Astral Valley studio tonight. The doctor is in, and he is the one who takes your prayers and your petitions, your testimonies, your praise reports to the Lord to thank him and to pray that he will continue to bless you more and more. We have been on this air now for, we started the show, Winnie, in 2010. So we've been on the show 11 years now, going strong. 11 years we've been bringing you prayer and Bible study, understanding of the Word of God. And we are thankful for you who supported us all this time. We thank you so much. Everybody who shared the show, everybody who listened and downloaded, we thank you so much. It is because of you sharing and making us what we are. But it's really because of Jesus. He's the real reason why we're on this air, because he made it possible for us to get the word of God out there. His word. We are spreading the goodness out there for you people. We are elated. So tonight, the same calling number, 818-668-5428 is our calling number. Now, if you want to make a prayer request, but you only can listen online because some people in another country cannot dial this number. We understand. We are not sure that we do have a Facebook page, Blessings by Grace Radio. You're able to go on that page in within this hour, and you're able to put your prayer request right there. And if you don't want to put it for the water to see, send a message to that page, Blessings by Grace Radio. Send the message to that page, and we will put your prayer request on the air anonymously. The Lord knows your prayer. He knows your heart. We don't have to announce it your name if you don't want us to. He knows your heart. He knows your prayer request. And if you want to anonymously pray for it yourself, or you can send in posse for somebody else, that means that you call in or you go on Facebook, the prayer request for somebody else, we accept that because the Lord accepts it. So whatever he accepts, we accept it too. We really do. So tonight, again, the call, the number, if you are in the United States and you're awake, is 818-668-5428. Call that number, and you're going to be able to be on the air for the prayer request. Now, next week, I let them know now, announcement, FYI time, very important announcement. Next week, our church in Los Angeles, it's going to be in a 7-day revival. Now you ask, what is a revival? Let me explain it so that way you know, for those that don't know. A revival is a church service where people get to rejuvenate and revive their soul, their spirit, their mind, everything, body, soul, mind, spirit. So when you say, well, what does that mean? Well, in a revival, you want to pray, and you're going to worship God, and whatever you need the Lord to do, you're going to ask him to rejuvenate everything in your life, so that's the way it's going to be better. That's just a synopsis about what the revival is. Now, if you are in the Los Angeles area, starting Monday, June 7th until Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. and Sunday 3:30, because it's a 3:30 service Sunday. But Monday through Saturday, 7 p.m. until 9:30. So 2.5 hours, Monday through Saturday, and then 3:30 until 6 o'clock, 2.5 hours Sunday. We are going to be in revival for our church. This is our official 2021 Rejuvenation Revival. Dr. Moore is going to put it on, and we're going to have a hallelujah time. We're going to revive everything in our life. We're going to pray for everything that we need the Lord to do. Now, don't get me wrong. You're going to ask for this, and you're going to want to see it done. Let me tell you how the Lord works. Before you ask him, it's already done. And you'll say, well, how come I don't see it when I ask him? Well, because the Lord makes it available when he knows you're ready. If you ask the Lord, I need a financial restoration. I need this account of money. Well, the Lord is not going to give you what you ask for until he knows you're ready for. If you're not ready, you're not going to get it. You got to be ready first. And the Lord knows when you're ready. And when you're ready, you're going to see the manifestation of what you asked him for. But until then, just keep the faith. That's that little bitty grain of a mustard seed. That's all you need. That little bit is enormous in the Lord's eyes, and that will get you the blessing that you need. But to get the blessing, you can't just ask for something and don't give God praise. And you have to be on the winning team. Because if you're on the Lord's team, let me tell you, when you ask for something, he's going to be elated to do for you, because in return for what he do for you, you're giving him the praise, the honor, the time that he deserves. And whether or not he do something for you, he needs praise, honor, and time anyway. Because every day he do one thing for you every day. He wakes you up every morning. He breathes breath into the life. And if you didn't get any bad news today, well, that's two things he do for you in one day. He woke you up and you got no bad news. I know you could be happy about that. That's a testimony in itself. I woke up this morning, and that's all the Lord do every day, is wake you up. He's already done enough for you, because you live to see another beautiful day that the Lord has made. And now we're ready for your prayer request. So get ready, ready, ready. Come on in. Come on in. The doctor is in now. He will take all your prayers and petitions to the throne of grace. God bless you all. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. The doctor is in. Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore will pray with you now. God bless everybody.
Thank you. Amen, Sister Gitasha, tonight. Amen for bringing us on, as you normally do, and always giving you words of inspiration. I pray that you would listen very closely to her, amen, as she was pouring out her heart to you tonight. And let you know, amen, that Jesus will answer our prayers. We are just so grateful tonight in Radio Land to be able to come on the air and give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ praise and glory. It was Jesus and only Jesus come down and hung on Calvary. He come down, bled. He come down and was whooped. He came down and he was humiliated by those in his society. He come down and they treated him as he was a common criminal that had did unjustly. And there were no sin in him. He come down and took up on himself our sin, scorned, crown of thorns put on his head, not for him, but for us. That's why we can say tonight, by his stripes, we are healed. Don't take that lightly tonight, my brothers and sisters, because of our weakness that we are in and facing. We brought all this disease upon us. We were the one that, amen, decided we was not going to keep his commandments. Now, amen, we suffer mentally. We suffer emotionally. And we suffer physically. But I want to say tonight, I'm encouraging you, by his stripes, we are healed. As my announcer says, amen, tell somebody, Dr. Moore and the staff here in Apple Valley, we're on the line tonight and we're not playing. As I tell our congregation all the time, I don't have time to play. Every word come out of my mouth, I'm serious about it. Not am I only serious about it, I live what I'm talking about. And I'm encouraging you out there. If you know anybody, because we're in a sick society, normal peoples look like they sane, is sick. You can't hardly drive the freeway today without people having no respect for you, cut in front of you, hit you, cause you to have an accident, and run right on off and leave you. We're living in a sick society. No respect for God's word anymore. It is so sad. But, beloveds, tonight we want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace tonight. And I say, because the world acting up, you don't have to act up. You don't have to go along with the world. The world is walking in darkness. But if you are in Jesus Christ, you are walking in light. And Jesus has told us we're going to have to go through these things. It should not be a surprise to the saints of God what we should face. It's in the word of God. All we have to do is pick the word up and read it and ask God to open up our understanding. And these things ought not be surprising to us. So as we get into the word of God, I'm going to, amen, read Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 5 and 8. It says that when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, looking for him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy. He's grievous. He's in tormented. Can we identify with that? My mother landed home sick. Cancer just eating up her body. My father, my children, is landing home sick. Some type of disease is eating us up while we're living. But the centurion, amen, says to Jesus, and Jesus said unto him, I will come, and I will heal him. Listen to the powerful words of the Almighty. Only Jesus can be that assured of himself. Because he is a master of healing. He is our healer. He said, come and I will heal him. The centurion, amen, answered and says, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Can you have that kind of faith tonight? Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. But if you just speak the word, if you say you are healed, I will believe. You don't have to be an angel to come down from heaven and lay his hands on me. Just speak the word. No matter what kind of condition you're in tonight, if you are in a sinful condition, you're sick, just tell him, speak the word. Speak the word, Lord. And I know you can heal me of my sin. We're going to open the door. We're going to open the lines. Amen. Tell somebody we on the line tonight. We're ready to pray for them tonight in Jesus' name. God bless each of you in radio land tonight for all what you are doing for us in these last and evil days.
Mm-hmm. Call us from 562-417-July 1 with Dr. Moore. Hello, Carla.
God bless you, Bishop. My prayer request is to pray for the ones who are in mental challenge, the ones whose minds have been taken over by Satan, the homeless, the sick and afflicted everywhere.
Amen, amen. Minister Laura, tonight we're going to touch and agree. Amen, for those people. We sometimes overlook those people because we are not in that kind of condition. And
yeah.
We pass by them. We pass by them and don't stop to reach out a hand. Amen, to ask God to bless them or save them. But those are souls. Those
yeah,
are souls
yeah.
hidden back under the darkness of sin, amen. Those are souls. And we
yeah.
should be, the church should be more concerned. It should be more concerned about those people out there like that. Because Jesus said, the poor you're going to have with you always.
Uh-huh, yes.
God, my God. So we should look, amen, and pray for those people. Thank God, amen, for you tonight. Your heart open, amen, for those people. Let me include everywhere. They are everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yes, yes.
It breaks my heart, amen. Every Sunday I come to church and I see them, amen, with little bags on their back and under the freeways and on the side. It breaks my heart.
Yes.
My God. I thank you tonight. We're going to touch and agree right now. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, your beloved daughter tonight looking down on the condition of the poor. I know you said the poor will have with us always. But, oh, Lord, they are destitute tonight and they are in trouble.
Yes,
Lord God, they can't lay down and sleep like the majority of us that is in houses or in apartments. The Lord Jesus, they don't know what's going to happen to them when they lay down at night.
Yes.
Many of them laying down, Lord Jesus, with diseases in their body. Many of them is so disturbed in their mind, they don't hardly know what they are doing. Lord, have mercy upon them tonight.
They need you,
Lord
Jesus.
I ask you to come through the camp. Come to the home where, amen, these mentally people are there. My Lord, and turn their mind around. Give them a mind, Lord. Let them get tired of what they are doing. And Lord,
yes,
let them look
Lord,
to
in
you.
In the name of Jesus.
Let them recognize that there is something better. My God, they may not know you, but touch their heart tonight.
Touch
their heart tonight, no matter where they are. I know Los Angeles is full of them. Every city around is full of them. We bring the homeless before you tonight, Lord. We bring the homeless and the helpless before you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, and go there and save them tonight, Lord. Save them.
Save, Lord Jesus.
You have no respect for the person. You have no respect for
the
person.
Save them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
My God, you can call them out. Take the filth of rags off of them. My God, to put on rags of righteousness, save them tonight.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, please, Lord.
That's
yeah, I know you hear us,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Your things
deliver
in our
Lord.
Life.
Deliver us, Lord.
And we thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
The life.
Deliver us, Jesus.
Right now. Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy upon the homeless. And those that is deceived by Satan tonight. They're talking to themselves and don't know what they're saying. Rebuke that enemy. Rebuke
those
spirits tonight in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Those fall into the fire. My God, rebuke them tonight. Rebuke the devil
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In
the name of Jesus.
Cuss their minds.
Yes, in the name of
Jesus. My
yes,
God, we bring all of these spirits to you. You said
yes,
when you walk
Lord.
To earth, you heal all manner of disease. You are the same today, yesterday, and forever.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we touch it and we agree, and we claim it victory from
right
now.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. God bless you, Mr. Lawrence. Thank you for calling.
God
and we will keep these in prayer.
Yes.
He's a healer tonight.
Call us from 323-350. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, Connor.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Kitasha. My prayer request on my heart is that I am in agreement with our own visionary, what she just said about those that's walking around and don't know whether they're coming or going. Yes, I'm going to just keep lifting them up to the Lord. I'm also lifting up this young generation. Bishop, I was listening to you, how they just shooting freeways and just, you know, don't have no respect, but you said we should know these things that are coming up on us. So I'm going to pray for that generation. That, you know, that spirit that's in them, that see that they, you know, they don't understand what they're doing. They maybe their minds are messed up or whatever, but when you're shooting at other folks like that, it, you know, that's just not pleasing in our sight of the Lord. You have to be careful with your own self. So I'm going to pray for those. I'm praying for our finances and our churches and then as well as our home. The Lord knows everything. So I'm going to get it up and lift all that up to his hands, praying for my family and greater our nation and you, Bishop, Kitasha, Body of Christ everywhere, those behind the prison walls, and each and every one of those that's calling and listening on this prayer line tonight, friends and neighbors and unspoken requests, because the Lord knows everything. I'm praying for those all down there in Arizona, grieving over their lost ones. That is my prayer request for tonight.
Thank you, Sister Cynthia, tonight. We know that God hears prayers, and the Lord honors our prayers. Not only do he hear them, but he honors them. God gives attention to our prayers. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will tonight, Lord, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is righteousness, and there is peace, and there is love, and Lord Jesus, there is glory, and there is unspeakable things in heaven that is not down here on earth. But let your will be done tonight. Let us know what your will is in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, down upon this young generation, as my sister stated tonight, the little mind is false. Lord, the little mind is lost. They shoot and don't think. And Lord, they hurt innocent people. But oh, Lord God, I bring them before you tonight. In the whole world, in the universe tonight. All of the young people tonight, I'm bringing them to you
in
tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm bringing them to you tonight. Lord, build a mind up. Give them a mind. Give them another mind.
Yes.
I know you said in your word that as the day closed, it ain't going to get no better. But Lord, save them tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
Save
in the name of Jesus.
I know they're rebellious, and I know they're hard-hearted, and I know they're stiff-necked, but my God, break that down tonight and save them children.
Yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus right now. I know they think, Lord, ain't nothing going to happen to them. They think, Lord, they have a bionic spirit, and nothing can destroy them, but open their eyes. I pray in the name of Jesus. This is Satan's plot to steal souls. My God, but they don't realize it tonight. Touch them tonight.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
My children is out there. My grandchildren is out there. My God, so many of the saints' children is out there tonight in the midst of danger.
Yes. In the name of Jesus, touch them, Lord.
The only thing to use them is the prayers of the saints tonight. Oh, bless them tonight,
yes,
every prayer.
Touch
in
Jesus,
the full part of
Jesus,
our
help
this world, Lord, we bring them before you
Lord.
Tonight. My God, in Jesus' name, and I'm asking you, Lord, is the best Evangelist Cynthia home tonight? Oh, in the name of Jesus, Bless the husband, my God, and bless the wife tonight. Knit them together.
Yes,
like
Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. In the name of
together.
Jesus.
Oh, with your word tonight, my Lord.
In the name
get
of Jesus.
But let them give praise and glory to you in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Your boldness. Oh, in Jesus' name.
Hey, Lord Jesus.
Go there behind the prisoner wall and touch uncles and touch nephews and touch the children
yes,
in the name
yes,
of
Lord,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In
the name
of Jesus,
Jesus
right now. Go
yes, Lord.
Jesus,
yes,
Lord. My God, and touch the people there.
Touch them, Lord.
Touch
in
them
the
by
name
your
of
Christ.
Jesus.
By your stripes, we are here. We need some healing.
Yes,
we need
Lord,
some
yes,
cleaning,
Lord.
Lord. We need some refining.
In the name
in
of Jesus.
God,
yes.
God.
Good Lord. To
help
the Lord Jesus.
Tonight.
Nobody but you, Jesus. Touch it.
Help us, Lord. Thy will
Jesus.
Be done tonight.
Yes.
Thy
Lord,
will, not
will,
our will,
Lord.
Not about
your
us.
Will, Lord.
Not about popularity.
Yes.
My God, but it's
yes.
about you getting all glory and honor tonight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
and we're
going
to give all the praise and all the glory to you. And thank you, Lord, for your
yes,
people
yes,
bringing these petitions before you tonight. And we'll put it into your
yes.
hand. Lord, you work it
yes.
out. You work
yes.
it out.
In the name
and we're going to give
Jesus.
You the praise. And we're going to give you the honor for what you've done right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
and
in
amen.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
my
you,
sister,
Jessica,
for calling.
Thank you, Tasha. Okay, God bless you. I love you.
Mm-hmm. We love you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Ooh.
Caller from 408-821. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Hey,
hello,
hey.
Caller.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, God is good all the time. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a pretty wonderful experience because, you know, when you're walking in his love, when you're walking in his love, it's boundless and it's immeasurable. That's who he is, and he fills you up with himself. So it looks like
that's right.
to me. It looks
yes.
like to me. Everything is wholly under Christ in me, and I get to learn about how this works now because I'm in a relationship. I'm in a covenant, you know, with God. And when you're in a covenant with God, it's where you come and have a meal, and God prepares a meal for us. When we get in his word, you know, that's his perfect will for each one of us to be up in his word and sitting at the feet of Jesus and listen to what
uh-huh.
God is saying to us through his word, which is the living word of God, so we can do what we do because that's what matters most to us. We don't rely on our feelings all the time. No, we've learned that if you rely on your feelings
yeah.
too much, you might make a lot of mistakes that you don't want to make. So you have to examine your feelings because some people be saying something, maybe somebody be doing something that makes your feelings get all powerful and stuff. Well, you were enjoying your feelings until this happened. Now you got to go take a look and see what's wrong. But you got to look at things in light of truth, which is underneath your feelings. That's where Christ sits on the seat of who you are. So you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Yes, my brother. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you want prayer tonight, sir?
No, I'm cool, man. We just want to, you know, I could say this. You know, I pray this to God all the time. You know what I mean? I pray this to God all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I say, God, you know, you gave me such a beautiful mind, the mind of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate that because it has other people's best interests in my thought process. So I say, God, bless my sound mind with purity and power for your glory. You know what I'm saying?
Well, keep on
then
saying
I said,
it. Yes, sir.
And then I said, God, you know, the work that you're doing in me, through me, and for me, I said, the work that you're doing, could you just go ahead and bless that a double portion on what you're doing? Oh, come on. Hey, I said, God, thank you.
All right. Well, amen. God bless you, my brother. I thank you for calling tonight, and that's very encouraging.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Amen. For somebody to call tonight with encouraging words. We always appreciate encouraging words. So keep those encouraging words coming from San Jose. We thank you for calling tonight. Beautiful. So keep on calling in if your words of encouragement. We're going to call in for that. We love it. We love it. Now we're going to take our next caller from Prince. So thank you from San Jose. We appreciate you now. Caller from block number, you're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop. My prayer request is to pray my strength in the Lord and pray for my family and pray for my entire household.
Beautiful.
God
That's my
bless
prayer
you tonight.
Request.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to say tonight, keep on looking up, regardless of what you may be facing and going through with your strength. That's
right.
Where your strength is at, is in the Lord, in the Lord.
Yes.
And I know you're doing that. I know you're looking to the Lord from which comes your help. But, amen, we are together, going to stand together right now. And we're just going to pray, amen, your strength in the Lord right now, because God know how to string you, know where to string you at. And he just knows all about you. So, Lord God, right now, my sister is praying tonight, amen, pray for strength in you tonight. Lord Jesus, your strength will make us perfect. My God, you know how to move in every one of our lives. You see us, Lord. You know what we are going through. You know how we are going through it. So, Lord, strengthen us right now.
Thank you, Jesus,
and all glory belongs to you, Lord. It's not about us, Lord. It's not about what we can do or what we say, but it's about you tonight. Let your will be done in our
Thank you, Jesus.
Power. We're going to give you the glory for what you're doing right now. Continue to bless the Lord. Bless that household tonight. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You know what that household needs. You know how to move in that household. My God, strengthen her. How many times she can knock down. She's got to be able to get up. Strengthen her right now, Lord.
Yes.
Go to that household and give her a prayer, Father. My God, in the name of Jesus right now. Keep her right now, Lord. Keep her first, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. In these past evil days, Lord, so many things are going on in our life. Lord, keep her with her mind. Pass on you, and we're going to give you the praise in Jesus' name. And let your will be done in her life and in her home. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, my son.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop Kitasha. Love you.
We love you.
Caller from 323-616. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, Connor.
Hey, Bishop. Hey, Kitasha. How y'all doing? God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, my brother.
Praise the Lord. I pray for my wife. Pray for my mom. Pray for me. Pray for the goodness of the Lord to continue to pour his blessings upon us. And also a prayer for you as well, Bishop, for strength.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you tonight, Minister Stead. Praise the Lord. It's always a blessing to hear your voice tonight. And we're going
Amen.
To take your request to the throne of grace tonight. Lord, as Ezekiel says, thou knowest. Thou knowest the answer. We human, Lord. We may not have the answer, but you got the answer. You know. As I bring this man of God before you tonight, Lord Jesus, as he's seeking you, let him find you in the full knowledge and understanding of thy divine will. I'm asking you to keep him like never before. Elevate his mind and spirit when it is trying to be trumped down by the enemy. Oh, give him strength to overcome it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you for your strength right now, Lord. I thank you for it right now, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus right now.
Keep him
Minister Tanya, in the name of Jesus. Let them walk together like never before. Let them embrace one another. My God, let them just hug one another in your word. Standing on your word, no matter, Lord, what they're going through with right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray in the name of Jesus right now. Move upon his mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch her right now,
Touch her mind right now.
Your will be done in her life. Your will be done in her life.
Lord,
she needs to move up higher. Touch her right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Even things that Satan is trying to hold against her right now, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. My God,
in the name of Jesus
right now. My God, and Jesus' name right now. I'm asking you to watch over that whole entire Stewart family. I can't call the rest of them names. I don't know it, but you know the Lord. You know, Lord. My Lord, I see a blessing in that area. There are many souls that are in there. My God, bring them to the light. Let them walk in the light. I pray in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of darkness. In the name of Jesus, let this man and his wife increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, Lord, continue to give us the refreshing of your Holy Spirit. Not our will, but let your will continue to be done in our lives right now. And we praise you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. My God, bind it right now. Everything that sounds like you. Bring it out, Lord. Both mentally and physically and emotionally. Heal us, Lord. Let your healing virtue come on and flow in our lives, Lord. My God, in our weakness, let your sin make us perfect. In the name of Jesus. Set that house on fire, Lord. And we're going to give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. I love you tonight.
God bless you, Pop. Love you as well.
Yes, sir.
Call us from 310-508. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore.
God bless you, Bishop.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm calling in for prayer for myself. The Lord continue to strengthen my body and let me be found doing his will. Not thy will, but let his will be done.
Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. I want to say, amen, you're saying something tonight. Many of us praying, amen, but many of us not praying that God will be done in our life. And when we pray, amen, that God will be done in our life, that means we don't belong to ourselves no more, but we belong to him that paid the price on Calvary Falls. So, amen. You said something tonight. So, we thank God for you right now. Oh, well, not right now, but we just thank God for you all down through the years, amen. I've been knowing you. I just thank the Lord for you. But we're going to take your request to the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, Deacon Janice, in the name of Jesus, we bring him before you tonight. You are looking down upon him right now because you know him. You know his heart, you know his mind, you know his trials, and you know his tribulation. You know his upgoing, and you know his bringing down. You know him tonight. Not God any prayer tonight, not his will, because sometimes Satan try to make us do our will. But my God, he said not his will tonight, but that let your will be done. Your will, Lord. My God, let him walk in your way. Let him walk in your commandment. Let him walk in your statutes tonight. No matter, amen, how bitter it gets, let him eat the whole road tonight in the name of Jesus. Build him up where he tore down at in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Open the doors for him. I pray in the name of Jesus. Watch over him tonight in Jesus' name. Go there, Lord, and touch that old body of his and right now. Give strength in that body, Lord. My God, thou will be done. You are not willing, amen, that we be sick tonight. My God. Give strength to that body tonight. Give strength to that body. Give strength to that mind. Give strength to that soul tonight in the name of Jesus. My God, I thank you for him right now. Keep on blessing. Keep on blessing the household. My God, you know who's in that house. Ooh, Jesus. You know how to bless that house. You know how to say it out. Let him be an example like never before, Lord. Let his light shine like never before, Lord. In the name of Jesus. If they have not been singing, let them see something in this man. My God, they have a soul. I pray in the name of Jesus right now. Keep him in your will. My God, your will be done. And we're going to give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you, dear.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Caller from Black Nana. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Hello.
Turn your radio down, Carl. Turn your radio down. Now talk. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore. Keep on talking.
That's not my fault, am I?
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Mother Jenny. God bless you.
Bishop, I'm asking a special prayer tonight for my son, that the Lord might strengthen his body. And a special
God
prayer for
you.
Myself, that God might strengthen me also.
God bless you, Mother Janice, tonight. We are keeping Elijah up before the Lord. And I want to ask you to do one thing for me.
Okay.
Will you feed him? Will you feed him God's word? Will you feed him God's word? Will
I
you
sure
read
will.
The word of God? Will you read the word of God to him?
I sure will.
And if he hear you, that will strengthen his body.
Okay.
So every day, read the word of God to him. Now, for healing purpose right now, go to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. And read, amen, down about 53 down to 6 or 7 verses, and just repeat that unto him, because it's by the Lord. The Lord Jesus is our healer. If we're going to be healed in any kind of way, it's Jesus healing, but we'll be healed through the word of God. We're going to,
okay.
Amen, take your petition. Amen. If you don't do it yourself, get some of your girls, amen. Tell them to come. Read the word of God with me. Let them read the word of God. Amen to June tonight. Tell June, you don't have to tell him. I know June believes. I know he believes.
Definitely.
But tell him, reading the word of God, and this will strengthen his faith in the Lord right now. He ain't got to have much faith, but he can just have a little bit of faith, and that'll help him out tremendously. So read the word of God with him and pray with him every day. If you want to see him make a tremendous change in his life, pray with him. Pray with him and
okay.
Read the word of God. I don't care how disgusted he may be. Call him in there, put your arm around him, and say, son, we're going to read the word of God together. All right.
Okay. Yes.
All right, in the name of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, this is a mother that loves her children.
Yes.
She loves them with all of her heart, all of her soul, and all of her might. And Lord,
yes,
she's looking at her son. She's looking at that body slowly deteriorating before her eyes, and it's bothering her. And I can understand, Lord Jesus, the Oshanda. My God, the weight that is upon her right now, but give her strength. Give her strength to deal with this situation right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, in his own mind tonight, give him, Lord, a mind to want to hear your word. As they pray for him, let your word heal his mind. Let your word heal his physical body. In the name of Jesus, there is nothing too hard that you cannot do. We know that you ain't able to do it. My God, I don't care how
hard it is.
You're in the name of Jesus right now, Satan, the Lord rebuke you by the blood of Jesus right now. Come out of his mind right now in the
name
of Jesus. My God, let him pray like never before. Let him call upon your name. Give him a spirit of prayer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In weak body, Lord, my God, let him reach down in his soul. Let him cry out to you. I pray in the name of Jesus right now.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for this mother right now, and for to stand by his side, no matter, and Lord, as she should be walking through the house, my God, and what she sees, let her continue to give glory to you. Let her praise you. My God, you should have taken him out of here, but you still got him here, Lord. My God, let your spirit come and give him a restoration. Let him be filled with the Holy Ghost. Clean him up in the name of Jesus. My God,
in the
touch
name
him
of...
right now. Touch him right now, Lord. Touch him right now.
And
touch that mind. Touch that soul in the name of Jesus. And we will give you praise and continue to strengthen Mother Jenny's on every hand, Lord. Don't let her get weak, Lord, but let her get stronger and stronger as she goes through this. Let it build up her faith, Lord. Let it build up her
faith,
Lord. You don't have to come under my roof, but just speak the word. My God, and speak the word to her as she reads the word. Speak the word. Lord, speak the word, and he said, my son will be healed. Speak the word, my God, let our son be healed. Speak the word, in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord. We claim a victory for you right now, Mother, in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Praise the Lord.
Caller from 760-684. You're not live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, Connor.
Yes. Hi, Daddy.
God bless you, my daughter. Praise the Lord tonight. How are you?
All right. I'm just calling in for prayer for myself to get rid of all this mucus in this coffin.
Amen, 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 amen. No matter what you're going through with tonight, Sister Nisi, hold the faith in Jesus. I know the enemy is trying to test you and test your faith tonight, but I know you is a fighter in Christ Jesus. And if God's word says, by his stripes you are healed, I want you to believe, amen, that you are healed, even though you have these congestion in you right now. But I want you to believe, amen, that you are healed through the word of God. Let your faith operate tonight. We don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Faith is the substance of things that is hoped for, and is the evidence of things that's not seen. So you might not see faith, but believe it. Believe Jesus is going to be right there with you tonight. Believe Jesus is going to touch you tonight. Believe Jesus is going to release you from that coffin tonight. We're going to take you to the throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, my beloved daughter right now has some kind of bronchitis problem in breathing. And Lord Jesus, it has stopped up a little long tonight. Got her breathing hard for every breath that she can take tonight. But oh, when you were on the cross and they whooped you, that was a part of her healing.
Yes.
So my God, I know by your stripes we are healed tonight. And oh, Jesus, I know there is no distance in prayer tonight. Look down upon Sister Nisa tonight and open up the lungs, Lord. Now, Lord, I know we go to the doctors and we take the medicine, Lord, but oh, we do the healing tonight. Open up our lungs tonight. My God, cast away all that phlegm and phlegm that is in her right now that will be able to breathe right in the name of Jesus right now. Go back and touch. Go there and touch right now, Lord. She said yes to your will as much as she know how. My God. My God, child tonight. You in radio land can get a prayer through. Help me to pray tonight.
Yes,
and God, my daughter tonight, in the name of Jesus. My God, give her a breathing apparatus tonight in the name of Jesus. Let her be able to sleep tonight. My God, let her be sleeping. Go to sleep in comfort tonight in the name of Jesus right now. And I will be not on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
And my God, let your will be done in her tonight.
Yes.
My God, let her sleep in peace tonight. And let her give glory and praise to what you have done even before you do it. And we're going to praise right now in the name of Jesus. Of Jesus, in the name of Jesus tonight.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you. We thank
Lord,
you tonight, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you tonight, oh, Constantine. We thank you right now, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Go with it and comfort our spirits tonight. Comfort our spirits tonight, my Lord, in your holy name. I know she reads your word, Lord. My God, let her fill up a holy faith in you tonight. In Jesus' name. Oh, so move by your power. And we're going to continue to give you the praise and all the glory. Thank God tonight for you. Thank the Lord
thank
tonight.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God tonight. Prayer will change things. How do you know? I know from experience that prayer will change things. My beloved, pray for my little niece. Her name is Beatrice. She's low sick. In the hospital. Pray for Minister Chris. He's recovering from a head tumor. Pray for Mother Pearlie. And pray for Superintendent Moore. They are both at home, but they're battling sickness. The world is full of trouble. Let us remember those bereaved families that just lost their loved ones. Pray for Brother Oscar and his family tonight that God will undertake. In that home, he just lost his oldest brother. I want to tell you, it ain't nothing like prayer. The fervent prayers of the righteous prevail as much. We're going to encourage you tonight through the word of God. When the evening will come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. But he cast them out. And I want to say Jesus is able to cast demons out today. That's in Matthew chapter 8, 16 and 17. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Believe the word of God. They shall speak with new tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Is it Dr. Moore tonight, along with the staff, saying thank each and every one of you that has called and continue to pray for this prayer line. This is not a foolish prayer line, but this is a sincere prayer line. We're trying to reach souls tonight. And if those of you out there that don't know Jesus, if you want to call in and ask me how you can come to Jesus, I will tell you, amen, how to come to Jesus. We love you tonight. May God bless you.